My name is Dylan Tierney.
My name is Michael Patrick Conroy.
And my name is Micheál O'Donnell.
Hello and welcome to our first episode of our project. Your hosts are Dylan and Michael. Today we are with Mr. O'Donnell. How are you?
Very good, Dylan. Good morning.
Excellent.
And Michael, how are you both?
Let's get started.
What is your favourite stop on the Golden Mile?
My favourite stop? You start with a hard question, don't you? My favourite one, and there's so many nice places on it. I'd have to say my favourite one is probably the waterfall. Can I just tell you why I like the waterfall?
Yeah.
When you stand on the bridge and you look back west to Connemara,
yeah,
that's all granite. When you look back, it's all granite and it's kind of high. It's a really hard old rock. And when you turn the other way and you're looking down into Uachtaráid, it goes down into the waterfall and down into, you know, where the park is down here. It's all,
yeah,
kind of low, and you can see it's kind of nearly gone in under the church. That's all limestone. It's real soft rock. So the waterfall's a really cool place because it's where Connemara meets Uachtaráid. The high meets the low. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's a really nice place. Can I ask you where your favourite place is? No, I don't. That doesn't work, does it? Oh, can I? Right. Go on, Dylan.
Mine is the waterfall as well, because I remember one time where the water was a bit high,
yeah,
and the water splashed against the rock and it soaked me.
Yeah, and it's so loud, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's so much noise. Like, you're not going to hear the birds. You're not going. It's a kind of a really active place,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Really good. What about you, Mike? Where was your favourite place?
I'd have to say the waterfall as well.
The waterfall, yeah. It's pretty cool.
Seems like we all love it.
Yeah, it does seem that way, doesn't it? And actually, I was thinking the most popular place, actually the place most people go to see on the mile, you'll probably hear this now during the day with all the people you're interviewing, is actually the Harry Clark window in the church. You know that window in the church?
Yeah.
That's really a world-famous window. The last time I was there was four people from America that had come to see it.
Yeah.
And they were touring all those windows. Harry Clark was a very famous stained glass artist.
Yeah.
And he has windows in Kong and he has windows. And that was their tour. So this guy's world-famous. And we actually have one of the windows in Uachtaráid and we don't even know it. That's a lovely spot as well. Thanks. That was a really hard question, by the way, and a really good question.
Do you live near the Golden Mile?
No, I don't. I'm about half an hour away in Furbo.
Do you like to walk the Golden Mile?
I do. It's lovely, yeah. I don't walk it as much as I'd like to maybe lately, but yeah, I love walking it, Michael, for sure.
I imagine you would.
Yeah, for sure.
Why do you think the Golden Mile is called the Golden Mile?
All these hard questions. I mean, I actually don't know. I could hazard a guess. We could have a guess at it. Like, we use the word gold when we're talking about stuff that's valuable.
Yeah.
For example, if you survive 50 years of marriage, they give you a bit of gold.
Yeah, 20, it's a hard survival,
Mike, right? 25 years, you get the silver. So we tend to kind of say gold is a valuable thing. So we'll say, you know, that was a golden era or a golden opportunity. So I'm guessing it's because it's kind of a valuable and old historical piece.
Yeah.
And it's a mile because everyone, like a lot of people, work in kilometres now, but the mile was the old way of measuring a distance. You walked about 20 minutes to walk it, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. Do you know why it's called the Golden Mile? Yeah, I'm guessing that. It's very valuable. And funny enough, gold is still really valuable. I was listening to on the radio yesterday morning. There's metals now like lithium, which is really valuable because they have it in...
It's also very flammable.
Very flammable. And they have it in batteries, don't they? And stuff like that.
Yeah.
And
to conduct the electricity.
Yes, and they have copper and all these things are really valuable. But despite all of that, gold is still really a valuable thing. So I'm guessing that's why they called it the Golden Mile.
You know, for a while, spices were more valuable than gold.
I didn't know that, Michael.
Yes, say during 1600s to 1800s, spices were extremely valuable.
Yeah.
You get about 400 gold pieces for a crate or two.
Wow.
Like, if you got them all the way from India, you'd be making a load of money.
From India, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And gold now is so valuable, like they sell it in ounces. They talk about an ounce of gold, which is a tiny piece of gold, and it's so So you're right, spices are valuable.
Gold is also very soft as well. That's why you'll never see pure gold used in pretty much anything, because it's so soft it might warp or bend.
That's
so
right.
They always mix in a few other metals.
Yeah, and it's very beautiful, isn't it? People love it in rings, and they love it in jewellery.
Sometimes you can find fake gold bars.
That's right.
Say, like, if they just grab a bar or whatever, they spray paint it to look like gold, but it's not.
Yeah. So I think that's probably why they called it the Golden Mile. But that was another hard question. I hope you're going to be easy on me now. Come
on. Maybe because along it they found lots of minerals.
Yes.
A while ago.
Yeah. Very good, lads.
Do you know anybody that walks the Golden Mile daily?
I'm not sure I do. I don't think so, no. I'm sure there are people. I don't.
And what do you do in your spare time?
Oh, in my spare time?
Yeah, just whatever at home or
something. Okay. Well, I like to walk. So I like to walk. The Golden Mile walk's a good idea. And walking is very good. Exercise is really good for you, whether you're young or old. Yeah. So walking is good. I play a bit of golf. I'm gardening at the moment. So,
nice. What are you growing?
Well, I'm actually planting the first early potatoes.
Wildflowers out the front.
Wow, out the front at home?
Yeah.
Wow.
We had to get rid of a few weeds though, but yeah, we're done it.
Wow, Michael, so I love gardening and I love meeting people. And what you're doing now, actually, telling people stories is a really, really good thing, you know, because we're really good at stories and sometimes we spend too much time on our phones and our technology and that, and we forget to talk to people and chat to people, and older people have loads of really good stories. So I'm doing a bit of that, meeting people.
Say,
and
like, oh, I remember when a bag of potato cost 20 pence. Yeah, I remember when it costed nothing.
Yeah, and they're nearly €2 now for a bag of potatoes.
Yeah, even,
I mean,
it's the same with like Coke bottles. The small bottles are more expensive than the bigger ones.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, and it's lovely to talk to older people and get some of the old stories, do you know? Because they've some really good old stories. So what you're doing now, telling stories in a podcast, I think it's a brilliant idea, guys. Well done. And I hope there are no more hard questions for me now.
there may or may not be.
Okay. Cá dé an rud is fear leat faoi a bheith ida príomhada.
The príomhada. An rud is fear faoi ná bheith ag búla agus ag gobar le páistí agus le daoine cos le bhéin. A bheith gobar le páistí agus daoine íontach agus tá ag fólam agus ag fás le chéile. Ok, nó tá muid ag fólam agus ag fás le chéile. Tá sé sin an mhaith de gachtana. Tá sin an mhaith de gachtana. So, ba privilege dám a bheith am a phríomhaidin seo an uachtar ort. So Gurmaha didn't catch the anwa.
Can you tell us a bit about the convent and how the school came to be how it is today?
The convent building is still on the Golden Mile. It was built in the late 1800s, the convent that's there now, and I think
say like the 1870s or
80s. 1880s, that's right, Michael.
Yeah.
And it's a protected building in itself because
it's over 100 years old.
That's right. And there's bats in it as well, I think.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're still in it. So it was protected because of that.
For wildlife preservation.
Yeah, so the building is very famous and I hope we get a good use for it. We're not using it as much at the moment. I know Father Michael has plans to use it now for the parish and that, so that's good. The Mercy Sisters used to work and live there nearby, and they were fantastic. They came to help bring education and teach the children in Uachtaráid, basically learning to read and write when people were very poor. And they did a great, great work. They finished up about 20 years ago, I'd say, in the parish. And the school was used, the convent was there. There was also a secondary school there. So you know St. Paul's is up across the road?
Yeah.
St. Paul's was originally down in the convent, right next door to the convent. So the secondary school was there, and that was boys and girls, and that was next door to the convent school. And in the convent school, you had the boys and girls went to school together until they were in second class. And in second class, They used to come up then to the boys' school, which originally was out here on the lawn in the front. Dylan, you know that.
My dad told me stories about that.
Yeah, so he was in there. And I'm sure there's loads of stories about it. And the original boys' school was up across from St. Paul's, up here where, do you know, the Kennys live?
Yeah.
Straight across from St. Paul's. That was the original boys' school. The new school is only here since 2013.
Thank you for your time. And again, your host, Dylan and Michael. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Well done, boys. Thank you very much.
This podcast was funded by the Irish Community Archive Network, an initiative of the National Museum of Ireland, delivered in partnership with the Heritage Council, Galway County Council Heritage Office.